Farmers who need government loans confront empty offices and unanswered calls as the partial government shutdown drags into a fourth week. As VPR's John Dillon reports, state officials are also concerned that the shutdown will result in a delay in developing a program designed to help struggling dairy farmers.
The recorded phone message at the Vermont headquarters of the Farm Services Agency offers a unique kind of circular logic.
We are not in the office at this time. We are on furlough due to the lapse in federal government funding. Please leave a voicemail. Please note that we do not have access to voicemail due to the current lapse in funding.
I called Wendy Wilton, Vermont's Farm Services Director, on her cell phone to find out how the shutdown is affecting Vermonters. Wilton says she's not authorized to comment on the record, so she directed my inquiry to the USDA Media Office in Washington, which, you guessed it, isn't answering the phone. Diane Bothfeld at the Vermont Agency of Agriculture did answer her phone. She's waiting to learn about new rules that the federal agency is writing for a dairy insurance program authorized in the 2018 Farm Bill. The insurance program is seen as a needed lifeline for farmers facing the fourth year of low milk prices.
But the government is shut down, and the workers at USDA Farm Service Agency, where this program is housed, aren't currently working. So we know that the delay will occur. How much time, how much of a delay, I guess will depend on how long that the federal government is shut down.
The sign-up deadline for the new insurance program will be sometime this spring. Bothfeld says the new rules to calculate the payments were supposed to be written in March or April, but could be delayed.
I'm especially anxious to get that paperwork going because I had some unique circumstances last year that prevented me from participating in part of that program.
Count Derby dairy farmer Andy Birch among the concerned. He's waiting to sign up for payments that he's eligible for under last year's insurance program.
And the new farm bill was going to make a tweak to allow me to retroactively sign up for it.
Birch isn't expecting a ton of money under that program to help his 50-cow operation, about $3,000. But it will help, he said. And there are other services he's not getting from USDA due to the shutdown.
We aren't getting the market reports either right now, and I don't think we're getting inventory reports. As far as our milk price forecasts, we're kind of sailing in the dark.
Farmers in Vermont also work with the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, or NRCS. This agency helps farmers pay for manure management systems and other projects to protect soil and water. Vicki Drew, the NRCS state conservationist for Vermont, says the service is open for now because it has money left over from last year. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.